What you doing? I'm your Otakutainer, DAC Stories, with this week's Otakutainment news. That is right, Otakutainment news is back. It's not an April Fool's thing, but even though this is the news for the week of April 1st, 2024 through April 7th, 2024, there is plenty of real news to share. First off, with some light random news, Jujutsu Kaisen now has the Guinness World Record of most in-demand animated TV show, which beat Attack on Titan's record that it's had since 2020, which is not surprising considering Jujutsu Kaisen's hype with the latest season, coupled with Attack on Titan finally ending after all those weird last episodes. On a bit of a negative note, Crunchyroll had episodes from multiple new series from this spring 2024 season leak ahead of release. According to Anime News Network, Crunchyroll communicated to them that they are aware and are investigating these leaks. And most likely these leaks come from early screenings during the end of March at conventions like SakuraCon and Puerto Rico Comic Con. Bit of news I'm super excited for a little fan that I am. Bandai's online store is offering replica Digivice for the 25th anniversary of the series with color LCD screens. The Digivice 25th Color Revolution toy is modeled after the devices from the first season of the anime in the original white color and retails for 11,000 yen or 95 US dollars, and the DX Deluxe set includes a specially colored edition of the Digivice themed after characters from the first season of the Digimon anime, like Taichi Yamaga is orange and Yamada Ishida is blue, with a replica tag from the anime featuring all blazons, and the Digivice 25th Color Evolution Anniversary Art Book, and retails from 16,500 yen, which is 120 US dollars. The Japanese pre-orders are open between March 10th and April 22nd, with overseas pre-orders being open starting this Thursday, and will also close the same as Japan on April 22nd, with shipping expecting to start sometime in November. Lastly, with some of the bigger headline news, Kodansha is collaborating with Humble Bundle for the Monogatari Returns Again book bundle. This is to honor author Nishioi Singh with over $500 of more than 50 manga and light novel digital titles for $30, according to Kodansha at least. If you go over to Humble Bundles, it's more accurately $530 worth for 40 titles, with prices ranging from $1 to $30, where the less you pay, the less you get. Of course, you get the whole thing for $30 though. Either way, it is still a great deal that I already got for myself. Plus, it supports the Book Industry Charitable Foundation or any other charity of your choosing, with recording with up to the point of this recording, this bundle has raised $6,234 for charity. This deal, though, lasts until April 25th, 2024, so you got still a few weeks to get it. Time for some of our favorite otaku birthdays. On April 1st, we have Hayase Nagatoro, and Usopp, which, of course, is perfect for the day for those characters to have a birthday, obviously. And then April 2nd, we have Ai Hayasaka and Jinbei. On April 3rd, we have Yin Dojima and Brooke. On April 4th, we have Kurapika and Shirahoshi. On April 5th, we have Ishizu, Ishtar, and Yamakaji. On April 6th, we have Nagi Umino and Edward Nugget, or Whitebeard. And then on April 7th, we have Astro Boy and Jean Kirsten and Yin the Man Demon. Because, you may have noticed, a big week for One Piece birthdays, a lot of important characters, and maybe not the most important, but I need to add something for the 7th at least. But a lot of anime birthdays still out there, so I may have missed yours. Let me know what those would be. Happy birthday to all these characters. Let's move on to the best light novel, manga, and anime releases for this week. One Piece Books had the physical and digital release of It Takes Two Tomorrow 2, Volume 3. Square Enix had them both digital and physical release for By the Grace of Gods Volume 10 and Victorious Electric Coffin Volume 1. Tokyo Pop had the physical releases of Acid Town Volume 5 and Since I Could Die Tomorrow Volume 2. There's a lot of releases for the bigger companies, so I'll just give you a few from each of them. Jade Novel Club had the digital release of the manga Campfire Cooking Another World with My Absurd Skills, Sui's Great Adventure Volume 6, along with the digital release of the light novel When Supernatural Battles Become Commonplace Volume 10. Viz had the both physical and digital releases of the manga Kaguya-sama Love is War Volume 28, Boruto Naruto Next Generations Volume 19, and Marriage Toxin Volume 2. Kodansha had the both physical and digital release of Welcome to Demon School Immercum Volume 7, along with the digital release of Chiharafuru Volume 43. The Impress had surprisingly no new releases, but Seven Seas had the manga release, both physical and digitally, of Please Go Home Miss Akutsu Volume 5 and Cinderella Closet Volume 5, along with the physical release of the light novel Raven of the Inner Palace Volume 5, and then the audiobook of Classroom of the Elite Volume 10. Now for anime release this week. Surprisingly, other companies had some releases, like Disney Plus had The Fable that came out on Saturday, High Dive had Jellyfish Can't Swim in the Night on Saturday, and then Hulu had Go Go Loser Ranger and Mission Yuzakura Family on Sunday, which the Yuzakura Family is also on Disney Plus. And then, of course, the big one, Crunchyroll, for each day. Some of the ones I'm looking forward to, at least on Monday, there's Spice and Wolf Merchant Meets the Wise Wolf and Train to the End of the World. Tuesday, Only Root, which not anime but does come from one of my favorites anime, Taxi, and it's interesting, I like it. Wednesday, another interesting one for me that you can look for from more from me is Bartender Glass of God. Thursday is Layback Camp Season 3. Really excited for it, even though it's so chill. Friday, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, Season 4. And then Sunday, Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnated, Core 2, Season 2. Sound Euphonium, Season 3. And then, why not, Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again, because that looks cute, sure. There are plenty other releases for this week, plenty other anime that I didn't mention, but I wanted to mention at least my favorite ones or the ones that look most interesting to me. Let me know what you're either picking up or what you're watching, because like I said, there's plenty out there, and I want to know what you're doing. So that is going to be it for this week's Otakutainment News. Let me know what the biggest news you liked was, or any other news that I didn't talk about, because there's always more news in this industry. I just want to throw out the biggest ones for you, things that I'm interested in, things I think might catch your attention, that way I can get more attention. But if you want to talk more about this news, you can do it in the comments. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. Email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord and we can talk there. But I also have a Ko-fi if you want to support me there too. I want to thank my Ko-fi members Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you do want to support me, you don't have to, but it's nice if you do. I'll leave links to everything in the description, but if you liked what I had to say, go and give it a like. If you want to follow and keep up with all this Otakutainment news and other Otakutainment stuff, go ahead and subscribe. But that is it for this week. Thank you so much. I've been your Otakutainer, The AC Stories. Until next week, bye.